Hello, I'm Julian Treasure. I'm a TED speaker with 5 TED Talks with over 160 million views, one of which is now the 6th most viewed of all time, I believe. I'm also the author of 3 books, Sound Business, How to Be Heard, and now Sound Effects. Sound Effects is a plea to listen in a world that's forgetting how. It explores the power and wonder of sound, the extraordinary sense of hearing, and the disappearing skill of listening, which underpins all our relationships from family and work to society. I really hope that Sound Effects will allow readers to become conscious listeners, enhancing their relationships, their health, their effectiveness, and their happiness. So here are 5 key insights from my book Sound Effects. 1. Sound affects you in 4 powerful ways. Here's the first. Sorry about that. That's a shot of cortisol, your fight-flight hormone. Sudden sounds are doing that to you all the time. Sound changes your heart rate, your breathing, your hormone secretions, even your brain waves. Let me calm you down again. This is gentle surf, a wonderful sound to use if you ever have problems sleeping. It's a sound we associate with being on a beach, not a care in the world, and relaxation. The second way sound affects you is psychologically. This piece of music isn't going to make you feel happy. It wasn't designed to make you feel happy. Music can change our feelings dramatically, but it's not the only sound that can do that. For example, over the years in my work in audio branding, I've deployed birdsong in a lot of different places. Birdsong makes people feel secure because we've learned over hundreds of thousands of years that when the birds are singing, things are normally safe. It's also nature's alarm clock, so it's a great sound to work to. The third way sound affects you is cognitively, how well you can think.
If you listen
can't
to
understand
this version
two people
me,
talking
you're on
at
the
same
track.
Time, or in this
Try
case, one person talking twice. You can't do that, can you? We have bandwidth for about 1.6 human conversations, so people who have to work in offices that sound like this really struggle, especially if you can hear somebody talking right behind you. Productivity can be down by 2/3 in that kind of situation. The fourth way sound affects you is it changes what you do, right up to what you choose to buy. Here's a wonderful study done by some academics, 2 identical visual displays of wine in a supermarket, French wine, German wine, nothing between them. All they did was to change the sound condition. So on day 1, a little bit of this. And on day 2, a little bit of that. And all they did was to continue alternating those sounds for weeks and weeks. What happened on the French music days? French wine outsold German wine by 5 bottles to 1, which may not be surprising. It does tend to sell more on the world stage. But, and it's a very big but, on the German music days, German wine outsold French wine by 2 bottles to 1. Now, that's a huge shift in behavior, and it was unconscious. Almost nobody had noticed the music. If that's how powerfully sound is changing your behavior and mine, below our level of consciousness, I think it pays us to become more conscious about it. So that's the first insight. Sound is affecting you every day in those 4 powerful ways. Number 2, hearing is a capability, but listening is a skill. There's a big difference between those 2 things. You hear everything around you to the best of your ability, and that's not everybody. 1 in 4 human beings on this planet have got damaged hearing now because of the noise around us. But whatever you can hear, you then listen, and listening is a process of selecting certain things to pay attention to and interpreting them. So my definition of listening in the book and in general is that listening is making meaning from sound. It's a skill that you can master, practice, and become expert at, very different from hearing, which is a capability. And people who do master the skill of listening have a huge advantage in life because, as Hemingway said, most people don't listen. Listening is essential for learning, for leading, for selling, and for relating to other people. Being a great listener has huge advantages in life. Number 3. Your listening is unique. We all listen through a set of filters. Those filters start with the culture that we're born into, the language we learn to speak, and then along the way we accrete values, attitudes, beliefs. We pick some up, we leave others aside, we learn them from parents, friends, role models, whoever is in our life. Each individual's values, attitudes, and beliefs will be unique to them. And in any given situation, we may have intentions, expectations, assumptions about what's going on, particularly in other people's heads, and we may have emotions going on. Listening and strong emotion are inversely related, I think. If you want to calm somebody down who's very, very upset, the best way to do that is to listen to them, and the steam will evaporate. But equally, the more upset or even happy you get, the more your listening is degraded because you've got so much going on inside. So each person's filters are different, and that creates a listening position, I call it, which we tend to occupy habitually. It's a little bit like a bunker we create, and we listen through a slit in the front created by those filters. It's a wonderful thing to become conscious of those filters and to understand you can change yours, and everybody else has them too. One of the most common mistakes I come across is people assuming everybody listens like I do. They don't. And when you understand that, you can start to ask the question, what's the listening I'm speaking into? That can transform and revolutionize your communication. Number four, nature sound is good for you. We now have a lot of research to back up what seems like intuitively a good idea that nature sound is probably beneficial. Well, it is. Wind, water, and birds are the sounds that we've evolved to. Homo sapiens has been around for around 300,000 years on this planet, and those sounds have been there all the way through that, and for 3 million years of previous evolution. So they're sounds that we are designed to live in. And sadly, 50% of humanity now lives in cities, and very rarely gets those sounds. So even if you can't get them naturally around you, it's a very good idea to get them artificially, to play yourself gentle, beautiful birdsong, gentle water, gentle sounds of wind, the sounds of nature, which connect you again with the world that you were designed to live in, and they are good for you. They reduce stress, they create happy hormones in your body, they'll make you happier, more relaxed, less stressed, and more productive. Number five, silence is a sound. The whole last chapter of my book is about silence. It is a sound, and it's a very important sound, one which, like nature sound, we've rather lost contact with in our noisy city environments. Many people who go to the country feel uncomfortable with the silence. Well, if that's you, try to challenge that, because it's very important to have a good relationship with silence. So rediscover, reconnect with silence. It's your baseline. It's the sound that makes all the other sounds make sense. It's the gaps between the words which make the words make sense. And the same with music. Without silence, everything becomes cacophony. There are different qualities of silence, of course. It's not just a universal sound. The silence of a high mountain above the tree line on a windless day is very different from the silence of a deep cave, which can be cloaking and almost overpowering. It can be a powerful sound in conversation or when giving a presentation. Pause, particularly, of course, in sales, where that silence when you've asked somebody to do something is critical. Silence is a powerful, important sound. And if you've lost contact with it, my suggestion to you is very much to rediscover silence. Give yourself a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes of silence, a couple of times a day. You might have to go into a broom cupboard or a bathroom to get it. It's very important to reestablish your connection with that baseline, refresh your ears. It'll help you to listen afresh. And also, there's a reason that silence is at the heart of every spiritual tradition I know of on this planet, because in the silence, you encounter yourself and perhaps your divinity or your connection with whatever is important to you. So silence is a very important sound. Cultivate that relationship, rediscover it, and you will discover so many benefits. And that's generally true of forging a more conscious relationship with the sound around us, taking responsibility for the sound that we create and the sound that we consume. And that's what the book Sound Effects is all about, enhancing our consciousness by opening a doorway into this wonderful dimension of sound that most people, sadly, have lost contact with. The benefits of going through that door are legion, and I hope very much the book enables many people to make that transition.